Good evening. This is Q95's Prime Evening News for today, Wednesday, April 19. I am your presenter, Lakisha Labasir. In the headlines, attorney expresses grave concern over witness recanting statements during court cross-examinations. Series of Antigua earthquakes trigger advice from Seismic Research Center. And general election campaigning begins as MPs back June poll. The news is brought to you, compliments Courts Dominica. Details coming up.
It's the Courts home event. Shop today and complete your kitchen, your dining room, and your entertainment room. Shop using Ready Finance. It's easy, affordable, and flexible credit. Plus, you pay nothing down on purchases 24 months and over. So come in today and get great deals to complete your home at the Courts home event. Courts, bringing value home.
That's fine.
Attorney at law Joshua Francis is expressing concern over witnesses recanting statements during cross-examination. On Tuesday, police officer Gemma Lewis was freed of the charge of murder in relation to the death of Joshua Etienne of Portsmouth. The court ruled that the prosecution failed to bring a prima facie case against Lewis, and as a result, the matter was dismissed following one witness having recanted his testimony. It is alleged that the police officers may have been involved in the change of mind of witnesses. Francis, speaking on Q95's Hot Seat today, said, given these allegations, the police chief should launch an investigation into the matter.
As far as the police work is concerned, an investigation should be launched. Because if what I'm hearing is true, and from all reports it is true, because the magistrate did comment on the issue of the witnesses saying something else, and from what I understand, the witnesses stated that it's police officers who told them to say that. Police officers told me to say X, Y, and Z. Clearly, a matter like that requires investigation. The police officers who allegedly told these witnesses to say certain things should be investigated, and some action should be taken, because it cannot continue like that. It should not continue like that, because what it means is that we are affecting the judiciary. We are affecting the legal process, and all of us will suffer.
Meanwhile, he says the police force is at an all-time low and requires examination.
Police officers are demoralized. Supervision within the police ranks seem to be very low. So police officers sometimes do not do what they are supposed to do. And we understand why. Because I just gave an example. Yeah, it is a particular senior police officer in the name of Valerie did something very wrong, and instead he's disciplined, he's promoted. Now, when you as a junior is aware of such a thing, clearly you're going to be demoralized. It is not an excuse for a police officer not to do his work. But when you have situations like that, naturally it is going to demoralize the junior officers. So I think the police force, as we speak, is a force that requires examination, it requires investigation, so that things can be done better, because the police has a very important role to play in our society, not only at a court level, but at a wider society level.
Public Relations Officer of Dominica's Fire Services, Wayne Later, has responded to a rumor that fire officers have nothing to do throughout the year due to a small number of emergencies which occur in Dominica. Later says this statement, which is often made by Dominicans, is false and unsubstantiated. Later highlighted some of the activities in which the fire department engages throughout the year.
We do not only respond to fires, like, you know, there's a lot of persons who say the fire officers just respond to fires, and seeing that we don't have much fires in the year, then they do nothing. That's a general concept, but that would be so far from the truth. Because apart from that, we engage ourselves in doing a lot to prepare persons, and whereas we cannot prevent the things from happening, but we could prepare ourselves in case it happens, that whatever happens, it doesn't go to the extent where you cannot handle it. We try to engage persons in doing that. So it's a matter of preparing ourselves. So that education is not only within our training, within the department, so departmental training, but it also has to do with going out in the community. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of community-based programs that we live with. And as a matter of fact, let me just say also that the Ministry of National Security in a whole we entail a lot of those type of programs. We have the Office of Disaster Management, who falls under the same ministry as the fire services. We have also the police. Mm-hmm. So each of those organizations, we have a responsibility to go out in the community. And
meanwhile, Leta says officers at the Dominica Fire Service take pride in executing their mandate to keep Dominicans safe.
Well, generally the responsibilities of the fire and ambulance service is to respond to emergencies to save lives. But as part of that, one of the responsibilities or mandate that we have is that of also safety. So we are the prime agency in Dominica responsible for ensuring that Dominicans live in a safe environment. Yes, and that is in terms of, well, we have fire safety, we have general safety, which would be occupational safety and health. We have road safety forms part of that also. So everything that you have to talk about safety. Oh, we also have marine safety, mm-hmm. and that would be safety of life at sea. Mm-hmm. And so we have the responsibility or the mandate to carry out that responsibility in Dominica to ensure that Dominica and Dominicans, yes, mm-hmm. we live in a safe environment.
General Secretary of the Dominica Public Service Union, Thomas Leta, has issued a call to the minister responsible for the Dominica Solid Waste Management Corporation to appoint a board in order to bring closure to the matter of salary increases for employees. He is concerned the salaries paid at the corporation are too low and members have been without an increase for over 5 years. We did write to the corporation expressing our frustration over the protracted period it is taking to bring closure to this matter, he said. According to Leta, in response to their letter, the management of the corporation indicated that they are still awaiting the appointment of a board to manage these affairs. He says in the absence of the board, the union will do what is necessary to conclude salary negotiations for members.
We did write to the corporation expressing our frustration over the protracted period that is taken to really bring closure to this matter of salary or wage increases for our members. And we received a letter today saying that a board has not been established or appointed, and that as soon as that is done, we will they'll get back to us. But we have been hearing this whole thing about the board not being appointed for so long, that we want to urge the minister to appoint that board so that we can conclude negotiations. In the absence of that, we have to do whatever we have to do with or without a board, because this thing has been going on for quite some time, and you're talking about 5 years that people have not gotten a salary increase, and we cannot take it any longer. So if it is just for the purpose of looking at the question of salary negotiations, on behalf of the Solid Waste Corporation staff, we are telling the minister, please appoint a board, because we cannot take it anymore.
The highly anticipated Rosa West Bridge will be officially opened on May 1st with a grand ceremony to mark what government has described as a milestone. The ceremony is carded to commence at 3 p.m. According to Public Works Minister Senator Miriam Blanchard, the government has planned an open house style event where the general public is invited to attend and witness the opening of the new West Bridge. She said there will be a few speeches followed by a ribbon cutting and then a symbolic first drive onto the bridge. The construction of this new bridge has received mixed reactions by members of the public. While some have praised the project, others feel that the monies could have been used in areas of greater need and priority. This $18 million project is also the source of an ongoing court matter between the Joint Consultative Committee on the Construction Sector and the government. The committee had raised concerns over the manner in which the West Bridge project was given to a Barbados-based company for construction. They accused the government of not tendering the project in line with Dominica's Public Procurement and Contract Administration Act. The Youth Development Division is set to hold its open day tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. to showcase the skills of young men and women who are currently undergoing training to learn new skills. According to Youth Skills Training Program job developer Terry Raymond, The skills to be displayed by these young people include pedicure and manicure, makeup artistry, garment manufacturing, and computer literacy. These activities will take place all over the island in their respective communities in Portsmouth, Roseau, St. Joseph, Grand Bay, Wesley, and Castle Bruce.
Youth Development Division normally have what we call an open day activity where we get persons to come in to see what the young persons have learned for the period of time that they have been there. The young people demonstrate in terms of the different activities that they have done, and through demonstration, we have open day on the 20th of April, which is tomorrow, at the various centers around the island. Now, we have 6 computer literacy centers around the island, including Roseau, St. Joseph, Portsmouth, Wesley, Castle Bruce, and Grand Bay. So we have these training centers where there will be computer literacy being demonstrated to the public and to persons out there. We also have aesthetic and makeup, and also pedicure and manicure modules going on at the Roseau Enterprise Center. That's downstairs, the computer center in on High Street in Roseau. We also have garment manufacturing or sewing program, which is being done in Portsmouth at the Women's Center. So we need persons, employers, to come and visit these different skills so that when we send for possible job attachment, and so you can see what the young persons have learned and what they are doing. So we encourage persons to come out and visit the different centers and to observe what the young persons are doing tomorrow for the open day.
The OECS Living Standards Measurement Committee, LSMC, is looking to strengthen social and poverty data for better governance decision-making. This initiative took place at the joint 6th technical and 9th general meetings held on the 10th and 11th of April in Dominica. The LSMC serves as an advisory body to the National Statistics Offices and the OECS Commission on issues relating to social and poverty data, as well as inequality indicators. The objectives of the meeting were, among other things, to receive updates on the main decisions and actions tabled at the 5th Technical Committee and 8th General LSMC meetings, to share experiences and lessons learned from implementing household surveys, receive updates on member states' preparation to implement their enhanced country poverty assessment, and confirm agreement on the methodologies, instruments, and criteria for the assessments of poverty and inequality according to international best practices. In more news, following a series of earthquakes felt in Antigua and Barbuda and as far away as St. Kitts and Guadeloupe, the University of the West Indies Seismic Research Center is urging the people of the region to remain prepared. Around 1:23 a.m. on Monday, the SRC recorded an earthquake located northeast of Antigua, southeast of Barbuda, with a preliminary magnitude of 5.8. This is the second earthquake that has occurred in the magnitude range since 2011. The SRC said it received more than 120 felt reports from as far west as St. Kitts and as far south as Guadeloupe for that event. And campaigning is underway after the House of Commons backed Theresa May's call for a general election on June 8th. MPs voted by 522 votes to 13, with Labour and Lib Dem helping secure the two-thirds majority needed to bring forward the election from 2020. The Prime Minister urged voters to give her the mandate to speak for Britain and to deliver for Britain. Jeremy Corbyn said a Labour government would stop Mrs. May from using Brexit to make the UK an offshore tax haven. Speaking in Croydon on his first campaign stop, the Labour leader said if elected, he would raise the minimum wage to £10 an hour and increase spending on the NHS, social care and council housing. And that's the Prime Evening News, but first a recap of the headlines. Attorney expresses grave concern over witnesses recanting statements during court cross-examinations. Series of Antigua earthquakes triggers advice from Seismic Research Center. And general election campaigning begins as MPs back June poll. The news was brought to you through the kind compliments of Courts Dominica. On behalf of the Q95 News team, I have been your presenter, Lakisha Labasir.